Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome also to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Don't miss this altar daily. First thing as you wake up in the morning, after receiving the day's ministrations from Turning Point, pray more on your own and rebroadcast it to your contact. Do so daily. Welcome to Tuesday, the fourth day in the second month in the year. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent our way today and be responding with amen, I receive it. This month is not an ordinary month. It came pregnant and loaded with all the good and God-ordained things for you and your family members. I prophesy, it shall fully deliver them. This shall be an unforgettable month in your life. You shall receive a timely help and support, a divine remembrance from where you least expect, a windfall from unlikely person and institution. I'm sure it will be. I'm certain it will drop. Say, I receive it. Who is this? This month, God will give you a position you did not qualify for. It shall come by supernatural power. Every ministry connected to this commission shall witness massive growth in the name of Jesus. All business outfit shall witness a phenomenal lifting also. It does not take a forever for God to change somebody's life and destiny. It only takes obedience to God's word and divine intervention. Receive the heart of obedience this time around. Who is this? You will be so blessed from this day. What you never labored for will come to you with ease. God said to the children of Israel, I will give you houses you did not build, orchards you did not plant. Listeners, open your hand for prayers. Receive houses you did not build, orchards you did not plant, dream car you did not pay for, positions you did not need to struggle for, money you did not beg for. Receive supernatural, overwhelming blessings. This is your month. I say this is your month. Who is this? Well, this woman with ceased menstruation, another woman with vaginal infection, discharged with foul, offensive odor, use the water, blessed water, to clean the vagina. Who is this? No serious sales since the year began. No major supplies. Customers are not coming. The narration will change in Jesus' name. Oh yes, it will change. It will not continue that way. Now, menstruation, since menstruation start flowing again, vaginal problems go back to the sender. You are healed. Sales, huge sales, serious patronage. Your customers and your clients will be calling and be coming. You will make it seriously this month in Jesus' name. All say amen, I receive it. January 4th celebrant, your birthday prayers, be blessed. Your birthday is blessed. Your new age is blessed also. You will live a good, profitable, and productive life. You will fulfill your days in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's go into testimony sharing. As usual, be connecting to it for yours. Before I get to testimony today, there are two carryovers from the time of question and answers. If I don't treat them now, we will not return to them. I will forget. Let me quickly treat that, and then we'll get to testimony. One, when I married my husband in 2015, he never mentioned to me that he has two kids, a boy and a girl. After the wedding, his friend told me about the children. I confronted him. He accepted, but took it personal, had a serious fight with his friend. After some months, same year that we got married, we never had any issues. He packed out, packed his things, and left the home. No baby. I waited for some years. He didn't return. So I said, let him go on and move on with my life, because I was still in my early 20s. 2024, he came back begging. He took I and my family time before we accepted his pleading. Come January 2025, he called me that he wanted to reunite with his children and their mother. I had not been myself since then. He did not marry the woman legally. My mental health is in shambles. I am ready to leave this marriage. It's nearly 1 year now. that we settled and he want to do this to me. I'm ready to leave. Daddy, what should I do? I can't even disclose this to my family. It was a mistake for you and your family to accept the conciliation after he did what he did. I believe in your 20s, you shouldn't waste your life with this man. Please, prayerfully move on. It was a fundamental mistake you made. Others should learn from this. Another one. Good morning, Daddy, and my TPDF family. My daughter and her husband operate a joint account where the husband spends all the money to take care of his own parents. Medical, goes on holidays abroad. My daughter is afraid to withdraw from that account to care for me. She flares up anytime I bring up the subject. I'm a widow and educated her to master's degree level. I'm comfortable, but I desire to eat the fruit of my labor. I am over 70 years old. Daddy, what should I do to make her care for me in this my old age? The parents-in-law are not poor either. Thank you, Daddy. More anointing. Now, you can see the evil of joint account with a man like this. I think your way out is prayer. Prayer that the Lord will help your daughter to be bold enough that they will discuss it and everyone earn his money separately so that she can take care of her parents too, as the husband is taking care of his parents. I don't recommend joint account for anyone in any way. Now let's come to testimonies. Praise God Almighty. Good day, Daddy. I'm here to give my testimony on how the use of the mantle and anointing healed my ankle to the glory of God. I felt a sharp pain, and after 2 days, it got swollen that I couldn't walk properly. Daddy told us to anoint our tongue and prophesy to our lives, and I did to all my things, including the ankle. After a day, I got healed. Praise the Lord, Almighty Healer. Anointing the tongue and prophesying works wonders. Listeners, engage it. I testify that the Lord has been good to me on this altar. I sow battle seed as I table my matters before the Lord, and the Lord answered me. I also come back with thanksgiving seed as I receive answers for my prayers. Today, 29th October 2024, marks the first birthday of the first granddaughter in my family. Alert upon alert, as I obey prophetic actions given to us by our daddy in the Lord. Open doors to me and my family. Green pastures as God relocated my son to be together with his wife abroad. I glorify the Lord for the knowledge and help we receive on this platform. God bless our daddy, his family, and ministry in Jesus' name. I love this family of God, TPGF. Please share my testimony, for I have sent it twice. I have shared it now. Many more will come. I want to thank God Almighty for the wonderful things he has done for me before the end of 2024. One of my biggest goals is to get my desired job, and God did it the last minute as I got my desired job offer in December 30, 2024. It was just like a dream and a miracle to me, because I couldn't believe it's all because I was inexperienced and didn't think I performed very well during the interview. Thank you so much, Daddy, for your prayers and all your insightful teachings on sacrificial givings, as the Lord Almighty has amazed and blessed me through my obedience to them all. Love you, Daddy. Wow. I also love all my listeners. Please be obeying all these instructions. I bring all these things under inspiration. Connect to it. Your testimonies will come. You shall be the next testifier in Jesus' name. Please rebroadcast this to all on your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is our Prayer Monday program in Abuja Center. Usual time, usual venue, 12 to 2 p.m. Living Spring Chapel, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market. For more inquiries, call or SMS 0806-133-2800. Thursday is the Prayer Monday in Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Kolobo Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Port Harcourt, and Uyo Centers. Two services on Thursdays in all the centers mentioned. 7 to 9 a.m. first service, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. second service. Same time, same ministrations. February special anointing oil is ready. We gave out anointing oil for January, which is called New Things in the New Year. The February anointing oil is called anointing for timely help and support. Come and collect yours this Thursday in all the prayer mountain centers, including Abuja and all the other ones, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Ibadan, Abeokuta, and all. We shall give you this anointing oil free, and then anointed man to free. Then we'll give you relevant Bible verses and the script of prayers to pray along. Daily before you go out, anoint yourself, anoint your children. If they are not around, anoint their photographs and their things. Use the Bible verses and the prayer script given to you to pray. Anoint your office, your shop, your factory, and everything you do. Oh, help and assistance in February will come for everyone. Do it daily. Pray the prayers we give you daily. Anoint the oil we give you daily throughout February. Come to Prayer Mountain in Abuja tomorrow and Prayer Mountain service in Ikeja, in Ibadan, Abeokuta, Oshobo, Akure, and Uyo to collect your own. Bring others too. It shall be live stream. Connect to you from all over the world. Telephone numbers to SMS for more information is 0806-478-8392. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 2222, we are sowing this second month of the year. Do so as soon as you can. Some members are paying tithe and sowing seed weekly. Yes, weekly, even some daily. And God is blessing them. Do yours. We have included more payment methods and information online. Simply scan the QR code. Send to your screen to make the payment. Or use the USSD code if you are using a smartphone that does not have internet. TPGF, GTB, Zenith, and Access Bank accounts are now good and are functioning. Use them. For members and listeners in UK, pay yours in sterling directly to the HSBC account in UK. Chat our number for details. For information, 074-111-28401. It shall be sent to you. Please start using it for the HSB for your tithing and donation. I prophesy to everyone's life, this month has already opened for you. It will not end until you are blessed and you are at another level. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. Bye.